Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices so they could come and apply them to his body. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the tomb at sunrise. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll us away the stone from the door of the tomb?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was already rolled away, for it was very large. And entering into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said to them, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Look at the place where they laid him. But be on your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you into Galilee. You'll see him there as he said to you." And they went out quickly and ran from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. Nor did they say anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus had risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and cried. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, didn't believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the others, and they didn't believe them. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they sat to eat and chided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they didn't believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that doesn't believe shall be damned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They shall pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they'll recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.